This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power. The one-line thesis: not all automation creates value. Some automation quietly destroys strategic optionality and tacit judgment that you'll regret losing. Stay agentic.
Hook. A product team automated routing for customer issues to improve speed. 3 months later, they had faster response times and a 20% drop in successful escalations because boundary cases that used to expose product flaws never surfaced. They fixed fewer root causes, and the roadmap ossified around short-term metrics. Automation delivered efficiency, yes, but it also hid signals and shrank optionality. That hidden cost is the problem we map today.
Promise. By the end of this briefing, you'll have the Automation Opportunity Cost Map, a compact rubric you can use to score tasks across three dimensions, and a 72-hour validation plan to run before you flip the automate switch. The map is intentionally pragmatic. It's a prioritization heuristic, not a binding rule. Use it to preserve high-leverage human judgment and to automate where automation truly expands capacity.
Section 1. Core Insight and Reversibility. Core Insight first. Automation has an opportunity cost. When you automate, you trade ongoing human involvement, observation, edge case handling, contextual learning, for repeatable machine behavior. That trade can be positive when the task is stable and the information you need is rich and observable. It becomes costly when the task conceals boundary cases, rare signals, or evolving incentives. So the first practical dimension is reversibility. Ask, how easy is it to roll back an automation and restore human control? If rollback is high cost or the automation writes to durable state, changes customer records, triggers payments, or influences hiring, then treat that project as high risk. Your rollout approach shifts accordingly. Prefer shadow mode, human in loop, and incremental gates when reversibility is low.
Operational signals to watch for reversibility risk: spikes in exceptions that are suppressed, declines in upstream feedback loops, or a drop in edge case reports from staff. Those are early warnings that automation is hiding important signals. Design the deployment so you can toggle off the automation and surface its decisions for a week without breaking the business. That toggling ability is a cheap insurance policy against compounding error.
Section 2. Tacit value. Some tasks encode tacit knowledge, judgment calls, contextual trade-offs, negotiation instincts, or patterns learned over years. Those are the reservoirs of strategic optionality. Before automating, identify where tacit value lives. Use five fast heuristics. 1. Frequency of exceptions. 2. Variance in outcomes across skilled performers. 3. Internal narratives about why decisions were made. 4. Explicit boundary case stories. And 5. Cost of misclassification in real consequence terms. If multiple heuristics flag tacit value, pause automation.
A practical harvest: shadow the human for a week and capture decision rationales aloud, not just labels. Harvest stories about odd cases. That tacit log is your baseline for either improving data representation, encoding rules, or deciding to retain human oversight.
Section 3. Signal richness and observability, plus the 72-hour validation plan. Signal richness asks, does the task provide reliable, timely signals that correlate with decision quality? Low signal tasks: customer sentiment inferred from short chats, vague defect descriptions, or noisy sensor readings are brittle when automated. Observability is about instrumentation. Can you measure decision quality cheaply and continuously? If instrumentation is expensive, favor human in loop until you can capture leading indicators.
Now, the 72-hour validation plan you can run this week. Day 1, run shadow mode. Route decisions through automation, but have humans make the final call and log why they differed. Day 2, harvest the tacit log. 3 to 5 boundary case narratives per operator, recorded as short notes or voice memos. Day 3, evaluate metrics and a simple go-no-go checklist.
Acceptance criteria are precision recall thresholds appropriate to harm, rate of unseen exceptions below an agreed limit, and the presence of reversible controls. If any single criterion fails, keep human oversight and iterate.
A short go-no-go checklist you can use. 1. Reversibility. Can you toggle the automation without customer visible disruption? 2. Tacit value harvest. Have you captured and reviewed boundary case rationales? 3. Observability. Do you have at least 2 cheap leading indicators of degraded decision quality? If yes to all, pilot. If no to any, delay and instrument.
Recap and executive checklist. The automation opportunity cost map asks you to score candidate tasks on 3 axes: reversibility, tacit value, and signal richness. High reversibility, low tacit value, and rich signals are automation friendly. Low reversibility, high tacit value, or poor observability argue for human in loop or delay. Assign a simple priority score. Automate if composite score exceeds your risk-adjusted threshold, otherwise defer. Communicate the decision by summarizing the score, the 72-hour validation evidence, and the rollback plan to stakeholders. That clarity reduces friction and preserves trust.
If you found this useful, subscribe for daily intelligence briefings that prioritize clarity and leverage. Each episode gives a single insight, 3 supporting points, and a clear action step you can run by the end of the week. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.